I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, April 29th. A brush fire broke out behind Quincy High School late last night. Firefighters responded to the blaze in the marsh behind the high school at around 11:30. Took firefighters about an hour to douse the blaze. No one was hurt. There was no damage to the high school, and the cause is undetermined. State Representative David LaBeouf, a Democrat representing parts of Worcester and Leicester, has apologized after his OUI arrest Tuesday night and says it's a desperate wake-up call. State police said his blood alcohol level was four times the legal limit following his arrest, just hours after voting at the State House. In a tweet, the 32-year-old said he was deeply sorry for his egregious lapse in judgment. He's thankful there were no injuries and recognizes the pain he's caused his family, friends, and community. He says he's not making excuses and will work extensively to rebuild people's trust. Multiple 911 callers reported seeing LaBeouf's SUV driving erratically on the expressway in Milton. Police said that when troopers caught up to his vehicle on the Bergen Parkway in Quincy, it was smoking and on just three tires. They said they found nine empty nip bottles in the vehicle and two cans of wine in the front cup holder, one empty, the other half full. Troopers say he failed a field sobriety test. He pleaded not guilty to charges of drunk driving and other charges, is due back in court in June. House Speaker Ron Mariano of Quincy said he hopes the representative gets the help he needs, and he plans to support him in his path to recovery. LaBeouf indicated in his statement that he would continue serving in his elected position. Walgreens and Chicago-based medical management company VillageMD will open a primary care clinic inside the pharmacy on Quincy Avenue in early May, the first of 10 clinics the partnership hopes to open in the state. Walgreens says the VillageMD clinic will be a physician-led primary care facility that offers annual physicals, treatment for chronic conditions, and lab tests. The clinic will improve the community's access to primary care, serve people of all ages. On average, the clinic will include 8 exam rooms and a lab for medical testing, including blood work and urinalysis. The clinic will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday. There'll be no emergency services. Craig Prince, a family nurse practitioner, and Dr. John Breda are two of the care providers for the Quincy location. Other locations to open by next year include Weymouth and Rockland. The company estimates the 10 clinics combined will create 350 full-time jobs in Massachusetts. Quincy police are reminding residents that this is the time of year when high school seniors participate in a game called Senior Assassin. Students chasing each other around the city with brightly colored water guns. Police say they anticipate responding to calls of suspicious persons in local neighborhoods because of the seniors playing the game. So police are asking students not to run away, but simply explain what they're doing. They also remind students not to trespass on private property and to stay away from traffic. Residents can dispose of their old or unwanted prescription medications tomorrow at the Quincy Police Station. Tomorrow is National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. Residents can dispose of their medications in the police station parking lot on C Street. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., sharps and aerosols will not be accepted. Quincy Animal Shelter holding a moving sale tomorrow. The shelter on Broad Street will be selling surplus leashes, collars, pet toys, and other items from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as they prepare to move to a temporary home on East Quantum Street. There will be no prices on the items. People will be asked to donate what they feel is appropriate. It was a reunion nearly a decade in the making. Stoughton police say an animal control officer connected a dog owner with her Yorkie that had been stolen 11 years ago in Boston. Animal control officer Michelle Carlos responded to Record Street in Stoughton Wednesday afternoon on a report of a loose Yorkie running around. After catching the dog and giving him a bath, Carlos found a microchip revealing that 11-year-old Rex belonged to Marzina Nijelic from Quincy and gave her a call. The news came as a shock to Marzina, who explained the emotional situation to authorities. She bought Rex back in 2011 when her younger brother passed away unexpectedly. Marzina came to the police station to meet Carlos and posed for a picture with her dog. She has since treated Rex, who apparently had not been well taken care of recently, to a day of beauty and introduced him to her kids. State Senate voted yesterday to legalize sports betting, something the legislature has been pressured to do for years by sports books, economists, and other officials. Even so, legislators are still tasked with reconciling the numerous differences between the Senate's bill and the one the House passed last summer before it can go to the governor's desk. State House News Service reporting the Senate bill legalizes sports betting for people 21 and older. Residents would be allowed to place bets on professional sports at the state's casinos, slot parlors, and up to six other brick-and-mortar sports books, and online while within the state. The Mass Gaming Commission would be in charge of regulating sports betting and licensing parlors in Massachusetts. The bill also includes its own regulations on sports betting that are meant to protect against problem gambling. Many differences still remain, though, including the Senate bill disallowing betting on college sports, significantly higher tax rates, and a ban on sports betting ads during live sports broadcast. A conference committee will now be established to reconcile the differences. A fire at a triple-decker home in Dorchester yesterday killed two dogs and displaced eight people. It was at a home on Wayland Street, caused $200,000 in damages. No injuries were reported, but two dogs did perish in the fire. Three adults and five children were displaced. The cause is under investigation. The American Red Cross is assisting the victims. An environmental group is suing the state's Water Resources Authority, saying inaction led to polluted wastewater going into Massachusetts Bay and Boston Harbor. The MWRA is supposed to pre-treat wastewater before it goes to the treatment plant on Deer Island. However, the Conservation Law Foundation says more than 200 times the levels of cyanide, lead, and mercury in that water were too high. The authority said the allegations are based on a misunderstanding of how its treatment program works. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 614 points. NASDAQ rose 382. The S&P added 103. World stocks also advanced. The dollar was down. The euro rose. Oil at almost $106 a barrel. Sports Bruins shut out the Sabres 5-0 last night. They head to Toronto tonight at 7. The Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 1-0. The Bees are in Baltimore tonight at 7:05. And, of course, Game 1 between the Celtics and Bucks in the semifinals Sunday at 1 o'clock in Boston. Forecast from the National Weather Service, partly cloudy today, still a little breezy, high 54. Tonight, cloudy and cold again, low 35. More of the same tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 57. Then a warm-up on Sunday, the first day of May, sunny with a high near 70 degrees. And Monday, cloudy and a high 63. The boater waves about 2 feet, northwest wind 15 to 20, gusting to 30 knots, high tide at 11:22 a.m. Sunrise at 5:42, set at 7:41. Traffic note, Four River Bridge, scheduled to open Friday at 11:30 a.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, April 29th.